The Tony Awards are tonight, and Broadway will be celebrating many of its splashiest new shows. Part of what makes the Razzle Dazzle is all of the costumes, and they require a battalion of workers in a highly choreographed backstage ballet. It's not just to keep the actors looking good, but to help them change outfits almost instantaneously, Jeff London reports.
Two and a half hours before the actors and acrobats of the Broadway revival of Pippin take the stage, deep in the bowels of the Music Box Theater, the costume department is already busy at work. Sewing, washing, hanging up costumes, putting clothes and shoes into baskets. Wardrobe supervisor Megan Carcella says the costumes at Pippin take quite a beating.
They're worn for long periods of time, taken on and taken off, and people are on trapeze in them and sliding down poles and sliding along the floor and getting thrown, so that's the hardest part, is just to try to make them look how they came.
Carcella supervises a team of 17, helping Tony-nominated designer Dominique Lemieux's 90 costumes for Pippin look good. The show about the son of Charlemagne is told by a traveling troupe of circus performers, so Lemieux has created costumes that have a kind of timeless feel.
I add the circus, I add the medieval, I have the contemporain, and you have the acrobatic aspect, you have the musical and the choreographic aspect too. There was many aspects in this show, all blend together.
For Lemieux, who has designed many shows for Cirque du Soleil, there are some tricks to make her costumes both flexible for the acrobatics and durable for the long haul.
I use a lot of lycra. It saved my life very often. If you have a fabric that is not elastic, you can mix some part with lycra, and it will make a pair of pants that look very with ordinary fabric. Mix the lycra in some part, it becomes magic.
Over at the Broadway Theater where Cinderella is playing, there is a lot of costume magic, literally. Twice in the show, Cinderella, played by Tony-nominated actress Laura Osnes, changes from her peasant rags into a beautiful ball gown right in front of the audience's eyes.
Are you involved in her magic?
I'm completely involved in the magic. I am the magic. No, I'm kidding.
The magician is Osnes's dresser, Tammy Kopko, who helps rig William Ivy Long's Tony-nominated costumes and is just off stage to help the actress make her jaw-dropping onstage transformations. At his studio in downtown New York, the designer showed me his costume sketches.
All the changing are done by a magic wand spinning her around, so I tried to include the spinning in all these sketches. So you constantly saw movement, and doesn't that sort of look like you're whipping up a meringue?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I hope that's what it looks like. Looks like it tastes like a meringue, her dress at the ball, doesn't it? All egg whites.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible.
William Ivy Long has designed 330 separate costumes for Cinderella. Peasant clothes, knights in armor, beautiful ball gowns.
It's a fairy tale. In fact, that's the period, fairy tale.
Impossible.
And he says it all has to be designed to be changed very quickly.
A quick change is 4 seconds. A fast change is like 15 seconds. If you have a whole minute, in the old days, you could smoke 2 cigarettes after you've got that under your cuff, because a minute is like glorious. Well, now think about it. You can't get dressed in the morning in a minute, right? So these are professionals. Every ensemble member is a major pro.
There are 30 cast members in Cinderella and 30 people who just work on wardrobe. Dresser Tammy Kopko says during the show, it's kind of organized chaos.
What is choreographed on stage is choreographed backstage. Where you shouldn't be, where you should be, you're dodging balls because it's a well-oiled machine. it's quite fascinating when you have 15 people back here just passing right, left, up, down, you know, carrying big dresses, set pieces coming in.
Once the show starts, Kopko is constantly in motion to help Laura Osnes change costumes in the wings. And sometimes she has to improvise and fix things on the fly.
Actually, one of her costumes did come apart, and at the last minute, I was like, oh, my God. And I literally grabbed a hairpin, and I re-rigged it. Literally, when she was running, coming off stage to change, I had it in my hand, and I was like, whew. So you have to be quick on your toes.
Designer William Ivy Long, who's already got 5 Tony Awards on his shelf, loves the whole process of creating and maintaining costumes for Broadway, making polyester look like silk and having a whole chorus change from peasants to noblemen in a minute.
It's fascinating. It's a total science. It's a total art. And altogether, you're not supposed to know any of this that happened. You, the audience member, except you really do.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
If you're curious about all those Tony-nominated costumes and want to see some pictures, go to our website, npr.org.